This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
the
and then
amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to
11. 11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
When do we have a sexy intercourse?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
I would have come at you like a tornado made of arms and teeth and fingernails.
No, when do me and you have a sexy intercourse?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Hi-de-ho, muchachos, and welcome to the podcast for Thursday, May 27th, 2-10. My name is Tim, and I've been searching the worldwide interweb looking for something to amuse you. That's right, I'm talking to you. You in your cubicle, you in your car, and even you with a beach towel spread out in front of the radio and the Jergens lotion. So, have you noticed that these late-night talk show wars just seem to keep going on and on, and you know who seems to be perpetuating it the most would be one David Letterman, whom is my personal hero. But anyway, I think it's great that he finds time in each and every show to rail against Jay Leno at some point during his broadcast. Here's an example.
Ask me about Jay. I didn't think I was allowed to.
No, please, ask me about Jay. Oh.
Is this going to come back at me later?
No, it's fine. Again, ask me.
All right. Jay, do care or not, Jay Leno.
Here's what Jay cares about. You know, Jay has 200 cars. He has more cars than Hertz. and he likes to be photographed helping people whose cars break down.
I've noticed.
In the AAA or something. So here's what he cares about. He cares about, like, over the weekend, he was driving around Southern California in an antique fire truck. He cares about making sure the video crew is there on time.
That's what he cares.
So he doesn't have to waste a second more of his day.
All right.
That's and then the very next night.
Hey, here's a historical moment, a date, a reminder for the world of broadcasting. On this date in 1992, you know what happened on this date in 1992? Jay Leno became the host of The Tonight Show. And it wouldn't be the last time. Yeah. I think we all remember where we were when we heard about the attack.
Sometimes it's fun to hate. Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
A U.S. airliner has been sajacked. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redlin reporting. A Delta Airlines 747 was seized by popular game show personality Pat Sajak today. Sajak overpowered crew members and demanded to be flown to Chicago's O'Hare Airport or he would begin killing passengers. Flight attendant Wanda Stubbs was a witness.
He acted very polite, very businesslike, and he smiled in a kind of glassy-eyed daze the whole time.
The airline sajacking came to an end when Sajak surrendered his weapon to authorities, signed a number of autographs, and reminded everyone to watch Wheel of Fortune. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Those Onion folks are so clever. I swear their writing staff is top notch. I need them to write for me. One little piece of business before I go. It's come to my attention that people are having difficulty finding the VoiceOver Chameleon podcast on iTunes. That's because when you search on iTunes, you have to put VoiceOver and Chameleon together with no space. So give it a shot, write a review, and I'll thank you in advance. Bye-bye.
Shut up!